Brad, she's in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair, one of the great websites in the state. She's the editor of that website, also writes for the website, ctnewsjunkie.com. I urge people to, if you want to keep updated on what's going on in Connecticut, go to ctnewsjunkie.com. That would be Christine Stewart. Christine, good morning and welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning, Christine. And I remember when you first started.
Good morning. Thank you.
And you were terrific then and you're terrific now.
Well, now, Christine, you covered this Women's March in Hartford on Saturday where thousands turned out. Give us a flavor. Give us an overview of what it was like.
So actually, I have to preface this with saying that I was very ill with a stomach bug on Saturday, and my husband, Doug Hardy, who is also a partner in the business, was good enough to go and actually be there and cover it. I did watch some of the Facebook live feeds of what was going on, and, you know, can give you a sense of, this was pretty amazing that they were able to duplicate at least their efforts from the first year, and that they got the same number, 10,000 marchers, out to the state capitol in Hartford. And that I can tell, you know, my husband said that, that, you know, it was a very energized group, and it was a very interesting event in that the Women's March means something different to everyone who attends. And so it's kind of, it makes it a little bit difficult to form a storyline, but I think that one of the storylines was that, you know, maybe the faces that didn't show up, and I think Representative Robin Porter really talked about that white women have been absent from some of the issues that black and brown women care about.
And that's for sure. That there's no question about that. I've heard about it in the church, and it's too bad. I don't know why. If they're, you know, they're female, what difference does it matter what color they are? You know what I mean?
Right. No. And it was very, you know, it was very brave of her to come out and say that and in front of, you know, 10,000 marchers, and to make sure that people don't ignore these issues. I mean, we have, you know, higher maternal death rates among African-American mothers, and we have, you know, there are mass incarceration issues, police brutality, the HIV epidemic is still prevalent.
Christine, when Representative Porter made those comments, and I don't know if you were watching it at that point or what Doug reported, what was the reaction from the crowd?
I think the reaction was, you know, receptive, from what I can tell. And, you know, and he said that he thinks that there were some people who were, who had their eyes opened, that, you know, weren't necessarily paying attention to these issues. And all of a sudden were like, oh, you know, she really made some people there think about what was going on.
Well, again, this is a big problem in the African-American community, and I know about it firsthand because I've talked to many of the women. I go to First Cathedral, and it comes up a great deal of the time before you go into the services. You talk about things, and this is something, you know, a woman is a woman, and they all have problems, and they all have different kinds of problems.
Now, Christine, explain to our audience, because you said it's a march that seems to coalesce around several issues. What were some of the other issues that were presented at this rally, at this march on Saturday?
I think that there were some issues regarding, you know, equal rights, pay equity. There was some talk about paid family and medical leave, you know, which are all issues that will be probably addressed by the Connecticut state legislature even in the next session. Something like pay equity wasn't able to get passed last year, and I think that they might be able to get that over the finish line. I think we saw that in Massachusetts they were able to pass a pay equity bill and get it signed by a Republican governor. So I think that they probably have a chance at doing something like that this year.
So you see that as being a big issue in the upcoming short session?
Yeah, I mean, even in the short session, I mean, this would be the fourth year that they've tried to get paid family medical leave passed. And, you know, when we talk about paid family medical leave, basically, you know, most employees have short-term or long-term disability, but this would be employees putting a little bit of money aside into a state fund to be able to help them to receive their pay when they have to take leave, either to have a baby or take care of a sick relative or get treatment themselves.
Do you believe, and I know you're on top of this and so is your husband, do you believe that we will be able to get all groups together eventually and soon? Because everybody has got something to say, and it certainly will be more powerful if everybody can say it together. Do you know where I'm coming from?
I do, and I think, so it's really interesting that, you know, social media has probably brought people of similar views together at a greater pace than they normally would have gotten together. At the same time, we've also become more divisive in a way because of that. You know, so that's such a hard question.
Well, Christine, let me ask you this. Do you see this movement, as translating itself to the ballot box in November?
That I definitely see. I definitely see more women running for office than in previous years for the state legislature, for the state house, and for the state senate. And the state house, you know, there are less than 30% of the body is comprised of women. So, you know, we do have a long way to go in Connecticut as far as equality is concerned.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because I know that Representative Porter spoke, Lieutenant Governor Wyman spoke. Were there any other public officials who spoke at the event on Saturday that you know of?
I don't know if necessarily all of them spoke, but I know that there were a bunch of public officials. You could kind of see them in the background. So there were a bunch of male representatives there. A bunch of male candidates who were running for office were also there. So I think that there's an acknowledgement that this is not, you know, this is definitely a movement they want to be paying attention to.
Well, again, we thank you for being with us, and you do a great job. And let's hope collectively, by bringing these stories to the forefront, that we will be able to put some of these things together. We've got a big job ahead of us, but it's got to be done. There's no question about it.
Christine, most importantly, let's hope you're over that stomach virus.
Yes.
Yeah, it seemed to be. It was a 24-hour stomach bug, so it wasn't necessarily the full-out flu. So, good thing.
Well, good. That's a great thing. Thanks for spending some time with us. We'll talk down the road.